So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
John Landecker at 720 WGN, and Herb Weisbaum is back with us, the consumer man, the contributing editor at checkbook.org. How you doing, Herb?
Fine, John. Nice to be with you again.
Oh, I'm glad to have you here. You know, the whole world, well, maybe not the whole world, but the United States is opening up, and travel is opening up, and cruise ships are opening up, and people want to get out, and they want to go places, and they're being offered buy now, pay later financing for travel, which, you know, buy now, pay later, there's nothing new particularly about that concept, but the idea of financing travel, what are the you've written on that, what are the pros and cons of people who are considering that venue or that avenue of buying now, pay later for travel?
Let's just make sure everybody understands what we're talking about. So buy now, pay later is a concept that's been around for a while. It actually is a high-tech form of layaway, except with layaway, you don't get the product until you pay for it all the way. With buy now, pay later, you get the product even though you haven't finished paying it off. And it really grew exponentially during the pandemic because so many people were buying online and retailers were trying to close the sale, especially for higher-priced items like furniture or exercise equipment. So it's like, okay, you can pay over 4 or 6 payments, no interest whatsoever. You have a fixed payment. And then so buy this thing. So that's been very successful. So now it's moving into the travel area because the travel companies want to get you to, you know, prices are up for hotels and airlines and everything else. And they're trying to get you with tight budgets to pull the trigger and say, good, let's go do it. So they are, this buy now, pay later financing is now available on airline tickets on dozens of airlines, everything from American and Delta to Southwest and United. Travel packages by the various airlines, cruise ships, Carnival, Norwegian, Princess, Royal Caribbean, Virgin Voyages, VRBO and Airbnb vacation rentals, and even some hotels like Universal Orlando or Atlantis in the Bahamas. And even the online travel agencies, all the names we know, Expedia and Hotwire and Kayak and Travelocity and Priceline, they're all offering this. And it's very appealing. You book your trip now, and then you have the option to pay for it over time. As no credit card involved, and a not really a major credit check, not a major one involved, which I'll talk about in a second. But there's a little bit different between this and the ones you may be familiar with if you did it on the retail purchase. Number one, in most cases, they're much, much longer. So retail to buy the couch or the gym equipment or whatever, it was usually 4 to 6 payments spread over every week or every 2 weeks. With this, it's usually something like a month. That goes on for 12 months or more. So it's a much longer term commitment. And there could very well be interest, and sit down because I'm going to tell you what the number is. It could be anywhere from 0% if you're lucky enough to get a 0% offer, all the way up to 36% interest on these transactions.
Why would anybody?
36%.
Why would anybody accept that kind of interest rate?
Either if they don't realize it or they feel like they have no other options, which you probably very well do. But just to put that in perspective, John, 36% is more than double the average credit card interest rate in America right now. It's about 16, 17%, something like that. So 36% may be appealing to somebody who absolutely has no credit whatsoever and probably shouldn't be doing this kind of thing in the first place.
Right.
But so I just want people to be aware that while they sometimes say, and no interest, that's for the very, very top line people. They do what's called a soft credit check. So I tried this to see how it would work. So I tried to book a trip with United. And when I got to the end of the line to buy the ticket, it was I booked first class, so it'd be expensive. It was like $2,500. And it said, okay, would you like to pay for this now? Or would you like to enjoy your dream vacation over time and not have to worry about it? And it said you pay, you know, like $235 a month for 11 months. And some cases it's no money down. And then it said 15% interest rate if you qualify for the credit check. I didn't go that far. But what would happen is they would sort of look at your, it was called a soft credit pull. It doesn't affect your credit score, but they sort of look at how you pay your bills real quickly. And if they like what you're doing, they probably offer you the 15%. And if they didn't, they'd offer you one of the highest interest rates. So it's at the end of the transaction. You may have like gotten the seat and the airline and everything else you want. You know, that's one of those things where I'm almost there. Why just do it? You just just got to stop and think about why not to do it. And again, you're obligating yourself to make these payments. They push, the big thing is also they push no penalty fees in many cases. You got to be careful that not everyone is that. Some do offer, do have penalty fees. And if you pay late and there are penalty fees, they're probably going to report it to the credit bureau. So just like with a credit card, that could ding your credit score. So that's a lot of fine print. They vary from offer to offer. And that's the whole point of this article and checkbook is slow down, figure it out, find out if it's really for you. And maybe there's a better way to do this than get involved with one of these things. You have to stop and figure out.
I just balk at whenever I hear buy now, pay later. That means to me, I'm going to be paying later, and it's probably going to be a lot. It's like a come on, you know? I mean, it's look like yes. You say, look at the fine print before you sign on to what, if it's too good to be true,
If you were somebody who has a lot of discipline and knows exactly what your income is, as is not going to change, and you were offered 0% financing and you wanted to help your cash flow and pay it off over a year, you know, why not? I mean, I had my car and I paid it off over 4 years. Toyota gave me 0% financing. There was no reason to pay to take all that money out of the bank. But most people are doing this because they're trying to get themselves in a situation where they can do something more than they can afford. And remember, debt is debt, no matter how it's couched. And if you can't pay it out of savings, eventually the money is set aside, then you got to really ask yourself, is this really the right way to go? One last point, if you have a travel rewards credit card and you could pay the bill off when the bill came, you'd be much better off putting it on a travel rewards credit card, paying no interest whatsoever and getting all those points or miles. So that's one thing to keep in mind. If you want to, I pay my credit card bill off on every month. I just got two free, because I haven't traveled in so long, two free first-class tickets to Hawaii when we go to Hawaii in December because of all my points and miles. But I pay my bill off in full every month. It's like a glorified debit card. If you use it like that, travel rewards cards can be very, very rewarding.
Got somebody to go with? Because I'd be more than happy to take
up that
seat.
I'll talk to the wife and see what, you know, because we could sit on the beach and drink Mai Tais and talk about oldies. But I'll see what she has to say.
Hold on. We're going to do more with her. Some really good stuff coming up about fake advertising and you know, you mentioned credit scores, what that's all about. God, I hate them. No, not Herb, credit source. I guess that gave away something, but we'll do more with Herb and Money coming back on 720 WGN. Having a great conversation with the man who knows what he's talking about. That's Herb Weisbaum, the consumer man and contributing editor at checkbook.org. Let's talk about, what do you want to talk about first here? I got a couple of articles that you've written. Both are really great topics. One's about a sneaky way that product people are raising prices without upsetting customers and not really letting us know what's going on. It's sort of a...
Yeah, let's go to the supermarket.
Yeah, a sight gag, so to speak. Yeah.
Yep. This has been going on for years. I mean, my friend Edgar Dworsky, who runs a website, consumerworld.org, has been following this for more than 25 years now, having examples of before and after and then after and then after. And basically what it is when a manufacturer has prices go up for their materials, the cost of production goes up, they basically have three choices. You reformulate the product, and you can use cheaper ingredients, you can raise prices, or you can downsize the product container so you keep the prices the same and the customers get a little bit less. So basically that's a price increase, or what he would call a very sneaky price increase.
Yes.
And customers are very, very price conscious. I don't know if you do the shopping in your family, but you know, a lot of people who do it in and out always know, you know what a pound of ground beef is. You know what a jar of peanut butter is supposed to cost. You know what a can of coffee is supposed to cost. So if they were to increase it, that you'd know right away and you'd get upset. Oh, Jesus, doing it again. But if they were to take the coffee can and maybe puff off the flakes a little bit, and in that 16-ounce size coffee can, a typical coffee can, there were only 14 ounces of coffee or 15 ounces of coffee, would you really be looking at the label where it tells you how much is inside, which they have to by law, or would you just grab the size? You know, do you grab mayonnaise? Do you grab the big size, the middle size, the little size? Do you always grab the middle size, thinking that the middle size is always the size it is? Not realizing that it could be the size, but they changed it in some way to hold less of the mayonnaise. That's what downsizing is all about. Fewer sheets of toilet paper on the roll. Same number of rolls on the package, fewer sheets. Or same number of rolls in the package and fewer sheets and or a little smaller. They do that with paper towels. They downsize the paper towels. They shrink. If you multiply it by the gazillions of paper towels they make, it saves them money. That's what's going on at the supermarket, and that's what we were trying to call attention with this story.
Well, yeah, and you have in this graphic examples, there's three packages of ice cream. One's 64 ounces, one's 56 ounces, and one's 48 ounces, but they look exactly the same, right?
Yep. Unless you were to compare them like this picture did, or turn them aside, you see the dust is just teeny tiny smaller. But with that, that's in the freezer all by itself, that's the half gallon size.
Right.
Our mind says that's the half gallon size of Breyer's ice cream.
And they're charging you the same for the 48 ounce as they did for the 64 ounce, I'm guessing.
In most cases, yes, the price does not change. It is not illegal. I know we call this shrinkflation. It's not illegal because they are putting the true, you know, net weight or net contents on the box. It's just sneaky. You know, it's sneaky marketing. And the typical one, and the one that I pointed out in the story, which I think is so great, and I don't know how many of your listeners may have noticed this, but if you ever turned over, you know, like Skippy peanut butter and seeing there's an indentation in the bottom.
Yeah.
It's not a fancy package design. That's a way to put less peanut butter in the jar without you realizing it, because the jar stays the same, but there's less volume in there to put the peanut butter in. That's done with various kind of jars. They just take the bottom and concave it, and therefore the package looks exactly the same, but it's got less stuff in there.
Yeah, and there's also a couple of other examples here that the weight of a bag of spicy sweet chili Doritos dropped from 9 3/4 ounces to 9 1/4 ounce, yet we pay the same.
And you'd never notice it. The bags look exactly the same except for the little notation on the net weight. Yep, exactly.
And the one that's really, I think, amusing of all of these is the Charmin Ultra Strong. Now has 264 sheets, down from 286. But who's going to count?
Nobody.
And
to add insult to injury, and I didn't have the picture to put with my checkbook story, is that sometimes they'll say new and improved, and
right.
The improvement is giving you less.
Exactly.
The new and improved version that has less. You know. Now, every once in a while, there will be a situation where a company does do something to give you a little bit more, either because people have complained or because that they just want to do that. We have an example of Thomas's English Muffins. They said they heard from consumers that the muffins were getting a little bit small, and they added an ounce to a package. Costco actually redesigned its laundry detergent, and it gave you more washes per load. So the package was the container was exactly the same, but you use less, so you were actually getting more for your money. I got no problem with that whatsoever. That's given the consumer value. What we're talking about is where, you know, you're tricking people by keeping the package the same instead of raising the price. You're raising the price without people realizing you're raising the price.
Before we wrap this up, let's touch on the credit bureau mistakes and credit scores in the time we got left, because you wrote a great article about that.
Oh, thank you. Very quickly, a report was done that showed from Consumer Reports, they did a novel thing. They asked 6,000 people, all across the country, would you check your credit report and tell us what you found? And 6,000 people agreed to do the credit checkup survey for Consumer Reports. They looked at their credit report and said, here's what we found. 34% found at least one error in their report. Now, that could be something like your address is off, which isn't going to affect your credit or your credit score. But 11% said the error was serious and related to account information, and that was enough to cause problems. And here's the big one for listeners in the Chicagoland area. Only 15% of those who had an account in forbearance because of the pandemic, like you didn't have to pay your mortgage or student loan for a while, said their accounts were shown as current as required by law. So my advice in this story, and you can read all about it on checkbook.org or my website, consumerman.com, if you got any kind of forgiveness whatsoever during the pandemic, forbearance, you didn't have to pay all of your mortgage, all of your credit card debt, all of your whatever it was you didn't have to pay back in full, it should be listed on your credit report as paid in full or paying on time or current. It should not have any kind of thing about paying late. There are a lot of mistakes were made during the pandemic about this, and if that's on your credit file, it's going to be dragging your credit score down dramatically. It could pull it down by 100 points or more. That's enough to take you into it from a good to a poor. Check your credit report. You go to annualcreditreport.com. It's free. You don't have to put a credit card number in. Check your three reports at Experian, Equifax and TransUnion. You can do it once a week for free now because of the pandemic, but at least do it once and look for those kind of mistakes. And don't, John, the big tip in the story, and again, if you forget about it, go to my story. I have the link right there. People are Googling or searching for free credit report. You have no idea where you're going to wind up. You very well will wind up on a site that is going to charge you money to get what's free. Because people say, Herb, I had to put my credit card number in. No, you don't. If you go to annualcreditreport.com, a site that was set up by the government through you working with the credit bureaus, it is absolutely 100% free. You don't have to put your credit card number in. So make sure you do that. It's very important, but especially if there was anything where you got some kind of forgiveness during the pandemic, you want to make sure that it wasn't reported improperly. That would be really dragging down. Because, you know, John, credit scores are used for insurance premiums, whether you can rent an apartment, for credit, whether your credit rate, whether you have to pay a big deposit when you get a cable system, or whether when you get a phone. It has so many impacts on your life now. You don't want an erroneous credit score because there's a mistake on your credit report.
That is absolutely that's the truth, boy. I mean, credit scores are, sometimes I feel I'm at the mercy of them as opposed to me being in charge of it. And I think it's due to some of these little hiccups that you're referring to that can make a huge difference if you don't check on what's going on.
Absolutely.
And that's why we got you on the air, because you're good at all that stuff.
It is always a pleasure. I love being with you.
Well, thank you. The feeling is mutual, Herb. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for being with us. And I'm going to go check my credit scores now just to make sure I'm viable. That's Herb Weisbaum, the consumer man and a contributing editor at checkbook.org. Check him out. No pun intended.